Welcome to Total Retail Talks, your podcast channel for retail knowledge.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Total Retail Talks. I'm Joe Keenan, the editor-in-chief of Total Retail. I am joined by Izzy Darby, the director of marketing at PaperSource. We're here, Izzy and I are here at the CRMC event in Chicago, and Izzy actually just was on stage giving a presentation at the show here, so we're going to talk to her a little bit about that, as well as kind of the overall PaperSource business. So thanks for joining me, Izzy.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So for some background for our audience's sake, why don't you tell us a little bit about your current role at the PaperSource, as well as a little bit about your just overall professional background.
Yeah, so I'm currently director of marketing at PaperSource. PaperSource is an omni-channel retail brand headquartered here in Chicago. We like to say that our motto is do something creative every day. We really try to bring delight and whimsy to the everyday, to celebrations big and small. So we specialize in greeting cards, stationery, wrapping paper, gifts, and things all the way up to wedding invitations. So really all things paper.
Yeah, that's great. Some physical stores in the Chicago area, more of a national footprint too? Or
yeah, we have over 120 brick and mortar locations and then a pretty robust e-com business as well.
Great. So as I noted, you spoke here at the show. And the topic was around how PaperSource is using SMS as part of its marketing communication efforts. Tell us a little bit about why SMS is a channel that PaperSource is decided to invest in.
Yeah, so we launched with Attentive as our SMS partner back in August of 2020. Back in 2020, we had been in sort of conservation mode after the start of the pandemic. We were really waiting to see sort of how COVID-19 was impacting the world, impacting brick and mortar business. We had previously been a big catalog business. A lot of direct mail. We sent out about once a month, and we were looking to really look at our marketing stack through the lens of where is the world now. And we wanted to meet consumers where they spend all their time, which is on their phones. We really liked SMS because we're able to capture zero-party customer data. It was a really nice complement to email in terms of owning our own data rather than sort of renting from a landlord of paid search, paid social. So it was super appealing for us. At that point, we did a trial period back in Q3 of 2020 and saw nice ROI, some nice incremental revenue from the channel. We did a test in stores at that time, really kind of offer testing, seeing how people responded to different offers, how they opted in, and saw that it was a really great lever for capturing a store customer. We still do the vast majority of our business in our brick and mortar locations. And so SMS was a nice touch point for capturing that customer who otherwise might not opt in to any marketing from us. We've been really pleased with the results.
Great. I'm going to have some follow-ups on that. So in terms of getting customers opted into the SMS program, is the storefront still the primary driver? You're also, I imagine, pushing it on other marketing channels, email, your website, other ways to get people enrolled in the SMS program?
Yeah, I would say that probably between a quarter and maybe a third of our opt-ins come from stores, even though the majority of transactions and revenue still come from stores. But it's been pretty healthy. We do a lot through text to join in stores.
And then your customer, tell us a little bit about who the kind of target demographic is for the PaperSource.
Yeah, so we do really well between sort of Gen Z to millennial, all the way up to Gen X, boomer, women in particular. Although really this year we've been talking a lot about making sure that we're reaching different cohorts of customers. We sell product that can really be for anyone, and we want to make sure that we're not limiting ourselves by doing targeting based on a certain age demographic or gender. So historically, I would say sort of like young to middle-aged women are definitely a big demographic for us, but I do see a lot of opportunity in really making sure that our product speaks to people of all ages, all genders.
Yep, extend the reach of the product. So in terms of the SMS program, what are the types of messages that you're sending? Is it promotional? Is it like more transactional messages, your order shipped? Or so talk about, one, the types of messages that you're sending to your subscribers. And then secondly, how frequently, how frequently are you touching your customers via that channel?
Yeah, so we send really the whole gamut in terms of content for SMS. So it can be super seasonal. We do a lot of seasonal messaging, talking about big holidays. As I said, we speak to customers year-round for those big seasonal moments, but also talk a lot about making sure that we market ourselves as an occasional brand too. Like, we can be there for any occasion in your life, for a birthday, an anniversary, a card congratulating a coworker on a promotion. Like, we are there for all of the spaces in between the big splashy holidays as well. So in terms of our marketing messaging, it can be those seasonal or occasional messages that are more sort of one-offs. We also do a lot of triggered messages, which can be, you know, abandoned cart, abandoned browse, win back based off of someone's life cycle. We have started to do more and more life cycle segmentation. So trying to capture customers before they churn, trying to make sure that when someone is a new customer, they're getting an introduction to the brand. If someone has not made a purchase in X number of days, making sure that we capture them and they don't just eventually churn and don't hear from us for a long time. So we have sort of a matrix of how we make sure that we have good customer coverage. And if someone is not responding to a more batch and blast type send, making sure that we're targeting them a little bit more based off of their own recency, frequency, monetary engagement with the brand.
And then that cadence, I guess, is determined by engagement level and how frequently you're reaching out.
Yeah, so some of the life cycle ones can be a lot more frequent or a lot less frequent, I guess, depending on your engagement with the brand. In terms of batch and blast sends, we do between one and two a week. It depends a lot on the season. So if there's a huge holiday coming up, we might be talking more about the greeting cards, the gifts, the wrapping paper for that particular holiday. But then in quieter seasons, like summer, where there are fewer, you know, big splashy holidays, we talk a lot more about you know, new product launches, craft inspiration, things that are less tied to like an anchor of a big holiday. But back to your question before, in terms of we do promotional, non-promotional product launches, talking about partnerships.
So it's not always product driven, right? You know, you're not always, you know, there could be some, you're driving people to a piece of content or some other, you know, interaction with the brand, not always necessarily trying to make it transactional.
Definitely. And we also have been doing a lot more conversational SMS. So this is one of the things I talked about on stage today, where we have tried to really ask our customers what they're coming to us for, to make sure that we can supplement their customer profile with what they actually care about. So an example is in our welcome journey, if someone gets the welcome offer, which is a 10% new customer code, if they don't use that within the first day, we say, what are you looking for? Text 1 if you're looking for gifts, 2 if you're looking for cards, 3 if you're looking for wrap, whatever it is. And then we're able to further define for that customer where to find it, some inspiration, some ideas for how to use that new welcome code based off of a category that they're actually looking for.
And making it super easy for the customer, just texting, you know, 1, 2, 3, make it, and then trying to personalize the journey based on their response. As you said, you're learning from the program and learning about your customers. What are some of the customer data that you've unearthed through this campaign? And, you know, how are you trying to use that to improve future campaigns?
Yeah, I've been really surprised with some of this zero-party data capture with things like the conversational SMS. I've been shocked at some of the categories that new customers are interested in. So, for example, gift in terms of our business is a huge piece of it. And I thought, oh, everyone coming in as a new customer is going to say gift or greeting cards. Like, those are two of the big things we're known for. But actually, craft has been the number one response from that conversational SMS journey. So that has been shocking. And it's told me that we should be doing more craft content.
Yeah, that's a direct more efforts and resources towards that. Do you think that might have been a kind of a side effect or a an outcome of COVID. People were spending more time at home. They were doing some things, craft projects that might have been kind of seen that ramp up of that business and then try to continue that momentum.
Definitely. And I also think that we've seen a store customer, craft is really big in our stores. A lot of people come in looking for a certain craft item, and our store associates can help guide them to the perfect stamp or heat tool or embosser or whatever it is in our stores. We've seen a pretty, at least during COVID, we saw a lot of customers migrate online when they didn't feel comfortable going into a store. So I think that was an effect. Definitely more time at home, more time with wanting to occupy kids.
Yep.
So craft has been really popular there.
Yeah, that's interesting. And then I imagine your SMS program is in collaboration or in tandem with some other marketing channels. So email, I guess you're messaging your customers through that channel. Talk a little bit about how it fits in kind of the overall mix of your marketing strategy.
Yeah, so SMS definitely goes hand in hand with email. Huge for customer retention, huge for lifecycle marketing. We are able to use our customer data platform, which is Optimove, to do some sort of ranking of what message a given customer should receive on a given day to make sure that they don't, if they qualify for, you know, a birthday message and the regular you know, seasonal promotional message of that day and an SMS, like we want to make sure they don't receive 20 messages from paper source on a given day.
Right.
I don't think anyone wants that.
No, you don't want to bombard them and
definitely not
scare them off.
Yeah, so we are able to do sort of a prioritization through Optimove to say, on this given day, the most important message for someone to receive is the happy birthday one. You know, like that's first and foremost just sort of like a great way to reward a customer and to show like we're keeping track of this and this is important to us. But we're able to do that prioritization and make sure that we aren't completely overwhelming customers with messaging.
So as you look at the program where it stands now, what are the opportunities with SMS that you might not have yet tapped into that you're excited about exploring, you know, remainder of 2022 and even further than that?
Yeah, so I'm excited. There's a new API integration that we're going to be working on soon with Attentive, where we're able to do more like back in stock type messaging, which I think is a huge opportunity. Once it's set up, it takes very little effort on our team's side and is just a great way to make sure that we're getting that in front of the right customers. I think more transactional messaging, just leveraging the channel to really have it be a great customer experience from start to finish. I know that for all the brands that I get messages from that are like, your order has been packed, your order has shipped, your order should be arriving today. Like that is just such a great high touch way to interact with a brand. So I want to get us there soon.
You bring up a good point. Are you using SMS at all? And this isn't your maybe necessarily purview, but for service kind of messaging, like customer service requests, is that happening yet, or is that potentially an opportunity that you could leverage going forward?
We're not using it for that right now. I definitely think it's an opportunity. We've talked about integrating with Zendesk to be able to have it be, yeah, more of like a clienteling platform to really feel like someone has that ease at their fingertips to communicate with us directly. So definitely another opportunity.
And then lastly, we've talked a lot about SMS, but there's other pieces of the marketing strategy and there's other channels and opportunities. I'm interested in what you're targeting, what you're focused on for PaperSource for the rest of this year.
Yeah, definitely. We're looking at loyalty. We're looking at really treating customers as VIPs. That's something we've been talking about for years. And then the pandemic happened. We had a few curveballs thrown in there, but definitely I have my eyes set on customer loyalty and sort of a full membership program.
Do you have an established loyalty program in place now, or is that something that the brand is going to be looking to invest in going forward?
Yeah, we don't have a formal loyalty program at the moment. We've done sort of what we call loyalty light, where we've done some sort of low-hanging fruit in the loyalty space, rewards, some incentives, but not a formal loyalty program at the moment.
Okay, great. Well, I want to take the opportunity to thank Izzy Darby, the Director of Marketing at PaperSource, for joining us here on this episode of Total Retail Talks at CRMC. Thank you, Izzy.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. For more information on this podcast, please check out our podcast channel page at mytotalretail.com/podcasts for show notes. Total Retail Talks is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. Make sure to subscribe on our podcast channel page as well. If you've enjoyed this episode, please take a few moments to rate and review this podcast. Thanks, and until next time, this has been Total Retail Talks.